Whatever you are, wherever you are, whatever you do, follow the leader. Follow the leader. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. Follow the leader. Yes, that is very important. Follow the leader. And when you follow the leader, wonderful things happen to you. Wonderful things happen in your life. Wonderful things happen wherever you go. If you follow the leader, follow the leader, follow the leader. Everybody likes to have a leader. Everybody likes to have someone guiding their path. Everybody likes to have someone to turn to say, what do we do next, boss? What's next? What's next? Follow the leader. Follow the leader. Well, I'm here today to tell you what you already know, and that is, you are the leader. Yes, you are the leader. You are the pack leader. You are the one who sets the codes. You are the one who sets the course. You are the one who makes the decisions. You are the leader. You are the leader. You always were, you always will be the leader, and you are the leader. Now, if you take responsibility for being the leader, you'll be fantastic. If you don't take responsibility for being the leader, then you can expect to be second rate, if even that good. Follow the leader is a very important aspect of our life. If all of us can learn how to follow the leader, and follow the leader consistently and consecutively and perfectly, if we can all learn to follow the leader under all circumstances, we will have the most ideal, most magnificent, the most fulfilled life that we could ever imagine. But it means we must follow the leader all the time. Now, if I say I'm the leader and I must follow me, then I come into an interesting point of view. What does it mean to be me and follow the leader? And the leader is me. Wow, that's a challenge. That's something that is, something really a big responsibility. Now, what do I do if I am the leader and I must follow me? Well, that's the way it always is. You get up in the morning, you're the one who decides to get out of bed. You get up in the morning, you're the one who decides to do your toilet and get ready for the day. You get up in the morning, you're the one who decides that you're going to eat your breakfast. And you decide what you're going to eat. Oh, someone else may have prepared it, but you set the course over a period of time of what you like for breakfast, and basically that's what's there. Whatever your breakfast is, you eat it, or you don't eat it. You decide. You're the leader. And when you go about your day's activities, every single act that you do, you are the leader. You choose to do it. You choose to participate. You choose to do it in just that wonderful, magnificent, beautiful way. You are the one who chooses to do it. You're the one who chooses to smile. You're the one who chooses to frown. You're the one who chooses to find good in things. You're the one who chooses to be picky. You're the one who chooses to look at life as a negative aspect, or you're the one who chooses to look at life as the most beautiful, most wonderful, most revealing activity that the world has ever seen. You're the one who chooses that. Now, what are you going to make of it? What are you going to make of it? Are you going to say to yourself, I am positive, I am positive, I am positive, I am positive, and live it? Are you going to say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, and live it? Are you going to say to yourself, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy? Woo-wee, isn't that cool? Yeah, why not? You think these thoughts, and you will act in the manner that you will be independently wealthy, or that you are independently wealthy, not that you will be, because if it's something in the future, then you might as well forget it. I am independently wealthy. Act as though I am independently. Not act as though I am. Act as an independently wealthy person acts. Not as though I am, but as an independently wealthy person acts. Now, that's a big role. That's a big role. Everybody'd like to be independently wealthy. It's true. And only those people who act the role of being independently wealthy are independently wealthy. When people say they don't have any money, they are not acting the role of independently wealthy, and they do not experience it. When people say nothing about their independent wealth, they just know they have it and enjoy it and live it, they are acting the role of independent wealth according to their own understanding of being independently wealthy. Let's take health. That's a good one. I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I am perfect health. I am perfect health. Now, do you know what perfect health is? Nope. Do you have an idea that you think if you were perfect health, that would be pretty good? Yep. Well, why not say, I am perfect health? Because you don't know what it means. Say, I am perfect health. Say, I am perfect health. And say, I am the leader of my perfect health. What would I do as a perfectly healthy person? Well, I would not have any aches and pains. What would I do as a perfectly healthy person? I would be thinking happy thoughts all the time. What would I do as a perfectly healthy person? I would be loving my body. I'd be respecting my body. I'd be treating my body with all of the respect that my body deserves. My body is a temple of the living God. My body is a fantastic vehicle. My body is a glorious vehicle. Now, am I going to overexert my body, or am I going to exert my body to its finest qualities? Am I going to exercise to the degree that my body is painful and unhappy? No, why do that? My body now is the ideal body. My body now is the ideal health body. My body now is the ideal structure body. My body now is the ideal format body. My perfect eyes, my perfect ears, my perfect nose, every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. Everything about me is perfect. My toes are in perfect design. My fingers are perfect. Everything about me is perfect. Well, many people have different types of bodies. Well, that's a choice. My choice is to live in the consciousness of the ideal body, which I am. Now, I got to be the leader in this, because if I look around at the world around me, I see different experiences. And if I begin thinking those different experiences are mine, then I shall have to experience that. And even if I don't want to experience it, or I don't know how to experience it, I will experience it because I'm putting that cause in motion. I am the leader of all of my thinking. I am the leader of all of my attitudes. I am the leader of my entire life. I am the leader of all that I do and all that I say and all that I am. I am the leader. There's nobody else leading me. Nobody leading me by the nose. Nobody like a bull has a ring in its nose and you sort of lead it around. No way, no way. I lead myself. I lead myself by my constructive thoughts. I lead myself by my real understanding of who I am. I am my original purity and integrity. I am the ideal man. I am ideal man, not the ideal man. You could say the ideal. I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal health. I am the ideal, but I am ideal. I go beyond the individualization of ideal. I go into the universalization of ideal. I go into the allness of ideal. I go into the totality of ideal. Anytime I seek to limit myself in any way, anytime I seek to limit my thinking in any way, to limit my ideal understanding of myself in any way, I'm putting a little bit of a limitation on myself, and I don't want to do that. I don't ever, ever, ever want to do that. It's too easy to limit myself, and I don't want to do that. Now, how can I limit myself? I limit myself every time I see the world around me, and I see it less than perfect. When I am an ideal person, I look around me, When I'm the leader, I look around me and I see everything perfect. Now, just think for a moment. If you were the leader of a group of people, would those people follow your direction? Would those people follow your purpose, cause, your protocol, your program, whatever it is? Would they follow it? Yes, because you're the leader and they're the follower. They would follow everything you suggest. And if they wouldn't follow it, they would go and follow somebody else they do want to follow. Everybody who follows you in the program you have established for yourself. So if you're the leader, you have to establish the program for yourself of what it is you're going to lead. Are you leading a group of absolutely independently wealthy people, of ideal healthy people, of harmonious people, of peaceful people? Are your people who you're leading all interested in going the same direction you're going, in the same location, with you setting the core purposes, with you setting the program ideal? They have no thoughts for themselves except what your thoughts are, because you're the leader. And you show the direction, and you show the technique, and you show the program. The moment any of those people who are following a leader start having thoughts of their own, start having directions of their own, they become the leader. And they supersede the leader. And pretty soon they start leading their own band. And that's wonderful. But you are the leader. And you're not concerned with whether people follow you or don't. You are only concerned with that you are the leader, and that everyone who follows you as a leader, everything that follows you as a leader, is under your guidance, is under your direction. You set the program. So, you say, I am independently wealthy. All the people in your world see themselves as independently wealthy as you see yourself as independently wealthy. There's no mistake about that. If you're the leader, whatever you see in yourself, you see in others. If you are a peaceful person, you will look out and you will see a peaceful world. If you are a healthy person, you will look out and you will see a healthy world. That's what a leader is. That's what a leader does. That's what a leader dreams. That's what a leader, not their goals, but that's what their expressions are. That's who they are. That's who you are. Follow the leader, follow the leader. Yes, and you are the leader. I am the leader. The only leader ever we will have in our life is ourselves. The only leader ever we will have in our world is ourselves. The only leader ever to guide us, direct us, and uplift us, and uphold us is ourselves. There is none other. And there never will be another. Follow the leader. And remember that leader is you. That leader for me is me. And out of the leader's eyes, the leader sees whatever it is that he wants done. Like Martin Luther King, he says, I have a dream. And that dream was what he sees fulfilled. Now, for Martin Luther King, it was not an immediate fulfillment, but it was a dream. And if it had been an immediate fulfillment now, if Martin Luther King would have said now, then at the moment he told his audience, I have a dream, and it is done now, it would have been done now. You and I, as we have dreams, as we have aspirations, as we have programs, as we walk our course in life, when we say it is done now, then it is done now. And that's the only time there is. Follow the leader and know that the leader is you and that your program is accomplished now. I love you. I love you. I love you.